what you deceit. Couldn't leave if I tried. I've been a model for love, tortured every hour. From the day I was born, I've been moved like a pawn by the greatest of
listening to WRJM LP in Colmwood. It is 4 o'clock and time for Sports Talk Live. And now your host, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thank you, Tommy, and welcome everyone to the Thursday edition of Sports Talk Live. Ronnie, the day, as I say every week, that we look forward to.
This is it.
One day away from the day
we're looking for, which is college football on Saturday.
Bright side, some college football tonight may not interest everyone, but it is.
A little bit.
You know, it's kind of like an alcoholic needing a drink.
That's it. Sometimes you just got to take a swig.
Yeah, if you're needing a little football tonight, you can turn it on to ESPN, get your fill to probably about 1 a.m.,
Yes, you can, and then tomorrow night as well. So a little bit later, hey, we'll tell you who's playing, when they're playing, and where they're playing, those kind of things. So,
high school football being full force kicking tomorrow night.
That's right. Friday Night Live will be at Tommy and Jason will be at Coleman. Coleman will be playing Decatur High School, and they will kick it off their broadcast at 6:40. So, hey, tune them in.
And I think we may have one of the Red Raiders listening right now. A good friend of mine, Kevin Burgreen, is trying to pick us up through TuneIn Radio. Yeah. So, Kevin, if you're listening,
welcome.
We'll be looking for you tomorrow night in Coleman, or Tommy and Jason Coretti will be looking for you. So
they'll treat you right.
Yeah,
especially if Coleman wins.
Yeah, if Coleman wins, we'll really treat you right. I might even come over and help treat you right.
So. Oh, man. Well, hey, isn't it not a gorgeous day today?
It's perfect. Perfect. Beautiful. For football. Perfect.
That's
for
right.
Just about anything.
Anything. Golf, fish.
Yeah, anything
but yard work.
Yeah, no, and there's plenty of that to do.
Boy, I know. I was headed home today, kind of by Campus Grocery in that area, and wow, there was a lot of trees, you know, huge trees down. So it was a mess.
Yeah, Campus Grocery took a good shot. People knows that from the fishing supplies, and they took a big tree right on the top, and so hopefully they'll get that worked out, and everybody can get their fishing supplies. So.
That's right. That's an important store.
You got to get the important stuff, football, fishing supplies.
Hey, there you go.
Ronnie, on the good side, Jameis Winston, no more news.
There's no news today.
We haven't heard of any alleged sexual assault or any crab legs being stolen from Publix or anything
BB,
like that.
Or BB gun battles.
No, ain't nothing. I mean,
nothing.
It's been quiet. So.
Wow.
Congratulations to Jameis Winston and Florida State.
Why is he sick? I mean, is he in the hospital?
Yeah, I think he's got the stomach flu, and so he's been laid up.
I'm sure Jeff Sellins can tell us what he's up to.
Another announcement I want to make since we're talking about Jameis Winston.
No.
Yeah. We will have Bobby Bowden on with us. Bobby Bowden will be on air with us to talk Florida State and Jameis Winston.
You're kidding.
No, we announced Jay Jacobs the other day.
Yes.
Now we're going to go ahead and announce Bobby Bowden will join us.
Do we have a date?
Not a date
still
set yet, but it is confirmed he will join us.
Wow.
Now, Ronnie, the kicker to this is it's not Coach Bobby Bowden.
Oh, you dog.
His name is Bobby Bowden, and he is a Florida State fan.
But he didn't coach there. And he didn't have the stadium.
No, and folks, this is
the last time. Well, he does have the stadium name there.
Yeah, he does have it. And it's the last time anybody's going to hear that till the day he comes on. So if you have anybody tune in later, it will be announced as Bobby Bowden will be joining.
And it is a Bobby Bowden.
It is truthfully Bobby Bowden. So.
Is he related to the...
I think he actually is related to Bobby Bowden. I think it's some kind of nephew or maybe, you know, through extramarital affairs or something. So.
Oh,
hey, did you
man.
Hear, speaking of Bobby Bowden, did you hear no. his comments on Jameis Winston?
No, I did not.
Saying that what Jameis had done was something like a junior high or maybe an elementary kid would do in judgment.
Don't you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I agree with it. But the thing I go back to, if Bobby Bowden was there... He would probably be more lights than Jumbo.
Is Jameis on the bus? Make sure Jameis Winston's on the bus. Because he's playing Friday.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing Saturday.
Yeah. Bobby, not the king of discipline.
No,
so.
No. He just loved on him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, also, you know, I heard the last day or so that, you know, Bo Jackson has come out and said he had, you know, tried to reach out to Jameis and, even which he was unsuccessful because when he did it was before he stole the crab legs at Publix. So basically, Bo
that went in one ear and out the other.
Exactly. So I think Bo pretty much just basically said he was washing his hands and he was done. He wasn't going to try to help anymore. So
and today Herschel Walker, I heard that Herschel Walker had tried to talk to Jameis and had some comments about Jameis. And so
hey, Herschel's you know. You need to be leery of Herschel because he ain't quite right.
No, I saw the special on the SEC.
He hears
channel.
Lots of voices. and they're not all quoting scripture to him, I'll tell you that.
No, and did you hear his comment about when he was playing football at Georgia that there were times that he just wanted to kill somebody?
Yeah, that's why he wanted to go into service.
Yeah,
you know, he wanted to be a Marine or something.
And he's not saying it if we do. You know, boy, I'm going to kill him if he does that again.
Yeah, in jest.
He was saying it in total seriousness he really wanted to kill somebody.
Yeah, so. Yeah, he meant it. So, hey, you know, Jameis, you might be need to walk on eggshells around Herschel because, you know, sometimes Herschel ain't...
Herschel don't take those crab legs lightly.
No, he doesn't. Oh, man. But, hey, you know, in all seriousness, I do hope he finds the way, he starts making the decisions, the good decisions, the right decisions that are going to, you know, just benefit him and his family, you know, in the future. And you hate to see, you know, a 19, 20-year-old kid just throw it away, you know.
Oh, yeah, and he's doing it quickly.
Yeah, so, you know, I just hope he makes the decisions that's going to help him excel at whatever, you know, whatever route he takes, whether it be professional football, and it could even be professional baseball. I mean, he's good enough to play that as professionally as well.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I was in high school. I just had to pick construction weight. So.
Hey, it's been good to you.
Oh, yeah, I can't complain. So, have we got any volleyball or anything on tap?
Yeah. Yeah, let me get my glasses on where I can tell you, Jason. The volleyball that's going on as of probably right now, West Point is at Cold Springs, Coleman at Meek, Fairview, Holly Pond, and Sandrock are at Good Hope. You know where Sandrock is?
I do know where Sandrock is.
I'm just wondering, I'm going to give you a little geography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I give some geography. Somebody probably don't know where Sandrock is. So somebody probably listening. And
if somebody wants to know, they can give us a call at 737-951, and we'll tell them exactly where Sandrock is.
Now, aren't you originally from generally that area?
I mean, I know where it is, but, you know.
Well, Ronnie, I know where Orlando, Florida
exactly.
is, but I'm not from there.
That's a good point. I was not raised at Sand Rock. I was raised on Sand Mountain.
Sand Mountain. I knew there was some sand in you somewhere.
Yeah. So they're about 45 minutes away from one another. Weren't we doing volleyball?
Yeah, we were doing volleyball.
And then we went to Sand Rock.
Yeah.
Okay, again.
Never know where we're going.
No. Fairview, Holly Pond, Sandrock at Good Hope, and Hanceville is at St. Bernard today. So that's the local volleyball that's going on today. You got time, especially these tri-matches to go catch some of that. We encourage you to go to the, you know, your local school and support the volleyball, because it is, it's pretty good stuff. It's interesting to watch. It's fun to watch. Volleyball is a good sport to watch, and you can do it rather cheaply.
Yeah, anything that helps your economy and helps the school's economy.
Hey,
and
because they sure need it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And get out and watch a game, like you said, and it don't get any better than watching somebody knock one down somebody's throat.
Whether it's your daughter or not. Sometimes that made it even funnier, I know.
Yeah, when they get that surprised look in their eyes and the ball coming at them, and really all they can do is stand there and either take it in the chest or face or something.
Yeah, they get Wilson tattooed across their forehead. Oh, man.
Hey, do you want to run over just what we got on tap for high school football? I know we'll do our picks later, but we can go ahead and tell everybody.
We'll go over the games. We won't do our picks right now. Good Hope. We'll be playing a region game at home against DAR. That's Daughters of American Revolution. You know, all right,
I know where DAR is.
You know where DAR is? I was going to ask you. Okay, what town is DAR in? 3 seconds.
I don't know what town it's in.
Grant.
I do know the gymnasium is named after some lady or something like that, or some lady paid to build the gym. I remember Cold Springs played there.
I got you.
Probably the mid-'80s played I guess it would be a game to go to the state tournament or something.
Yeah,
DAR played some good basketball at one point.
Yes, they did. So. Well, they were always in our region when I was in high school. So, but anyway, Good Hope is hosting DAR. Holly Pond. Holly Pond plays Hansville. So somebody's going to get a W.
So after this week, so I may be able to pick Holly Pond or Huntsville.
One of the two, you will.
Because I've been saying they've got to get a win before I'm going to pick.
Because they're not going to tie, I hope.
Yeah. 0-0.
So Holly Pond is at Huntsville, and that is a region game. Vinemont will be home against Susan Moore. That's also a region game. Let's see. We're not interested. Well, J.B. Pennington, they're on the schedule here, so they are at Westminster. West Point has a region game with East Lawrence at East Lawrence, and this is a big one for West Point. They have dropped their last two region games against Johnson and Russellville, so very important that they can get back on the winning side here in region play, or their chances of making the playoffs will fade quickly. We got the Fairview Aggies will be at Douglas, which is also a region game. Cold Springs will be away at Summerton Christian.
Hey, that one should be interesting. Not a lot of love lost between Cold Springs and Summerton
Christian. Is that right?
If you want to see some excitement, if they play Summerton Christian in basketball, go to that game.
They don't like one another?
That is putting it kindly.
Really?
Hey, I
didn't know that.
Change subjects real quick, but
go for it.
Like I said, Kevin Bergreen, listening to us on the radio, sent a text, wanted to know if you were in on the snake handling up on Sand Mountain. So.
I've driven by where it's taking place. I know exactly where some of those are, but no,
you
I
never
did not.
Attended church there.
No, I'm scared to death of a snake.
Oh yeah, if I'm ever in church and they break out a snake.
Yeah,
I'm breaking out a door somewhere. So.
You know, there was a show on TV, you know, about snake handling on Sand Mountain or something.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah, I think some professor or something from UAB did it or something. I don't know, but
I'm not knocking anybody's.
I'm not either.
I'm not going to do it.
That's just not for me.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Now, if you want to have at it.
You got more faith than I do. And I'll tell you straight up, I ain't holding that snake. I might cut his head off, but I'm not holding.
Alabama, Texas A&M weekend. So.
Yeah, back in Tuscaloosa. The crowd ought to be really excited since they didn't see a game last week.
If not, so, Saban will strap them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll bring a hickory with him.
Yeah. Auburn off this weekend.
Licking their wounds.
Yeah, and there's plenty to lick.
Yes, sir. It's like an old dog.
Yeah, Alabama and Auburn both, I heard, investing in Velcro for the players. So can't hold on to the football.
No, that's terrible. Yeah, you could put both those teams together and you wouldn't have had a good team last week.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Oh, it can only get better.
Yeah, the bright side of this is if they drop another game or two, ticket prices for that Alabama-Auburn game is going to go way
that's
down.
That's right. You can get a good, probably a pretty good seat at a reasonable price. Then you're right. So, hey, you know, we just hope they both are bounce. Like I say, Auburn doesn't play this week. Hopefully, Bama will bounce back, perform more like a Nick Saban team, whatever that may look like that they've done the last few years. Because last week would take you back to era of coaches before Saban ever got there.
Like Mike Shula days.
Yeah, it was bad.
And that's another reason I miss Kevin Burgreen, huge Alabama fan.
Yeah.
And I love to aggravate him as much as I do Eddie Gwynn.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
And he can really get upset about Alabama football.
So. Yes, yes. Hey, you know, I think you said you don't have much use for Brett Bielema.
I have no use for.
Okay, let me tell you. Let me see if I can change your just a little bit. One of his starting players, I can't think of his name. A high recruit was suspended for either the first quarter or the first half of the game against Alabama because he missed one of the morning workouts. Either missed it or was late. I don't know. I just caught the tail end of it, but I thought, you know, that's a guy who's holding them to a standard. You're not here when you're supposed to be here, or you're not here at all. You ain't playing.
That's right.
So I applaud him.
A lot more than we can say for most of the SEC coaches. I'm not calling any names, but Jimbo Fisher is his initials.
Thank goodness Jameis is not at Arkansas. Or he wouldn't got played yet. Oh my goodness!
All right, LSU, Kentucky this weekend. LSU, I think a 9.5, and I think it may have even went over 10 now. Point favorite. And so, what else we got on the SEC docket?
Well, we've got, like I say, Alabama, Texas A&M, Arkansas and Georgia. Auburn, again, doesn't play. Florida plays Missouri. Georgia plays Arkansas. Kentucky, LSU, as you said. Mississippi State is open this week, I believe, yes. Ole Miss's got Tennessee. That could be a decent ball game.
That's a 16.5 point line. So
that's at home for Ole Miss. Yeah. South Carolina plays Furman, so maybe they can get Maybe they can get a win, and Spurrier can not be quite as hard on his team. As he said a few weeks ago, he had embarrassing players, and he hated me a coach of an embarrassing team, so he doesn't cut him any slack. And then Vandy is open this week, so they have nobody.
And run it like I give the lines on a couple of those games. If you're interested in the line, and go ahead and say what I always say.
For entertainment purposes only.
For entertainment purposes only.
We have to focus on that.
That's right. You will want to listen in at 4:25 today. Greg Smith, onlybestbets.com out of California, will give us a couple of picks, and he is 13-1 on our show and the picks that he sent me, so you can't beat that. So
hey, if you're 13-1 at anything.
That's right. If you're 13-1 just in football, you're pretty dang good.
Yeah, you're probably going to be playing for a national championship.
Right.
I mean, any sport, or, checkers, dominoes, rook. Uno, anything.
Yeah, anything you're 13-1.
13-1 is impressive. And to be picking games is even wow.
Oh, yeah, against the line. I mean, folks, he's not picking just the winner.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Picking against the Vegas line. And he will give us a couple of picks today. So for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
If you want to bet a lunch with somebody.
Yeah, you might want to perk up a little bit here when Greg is on with us and listen to what he's got to say.
And at 4:45, the man of knowledge, Dan Vosta.
Dan Vosta from Chicago.
Will be on with us, Campus Insider, and he will give us a wealth of information.
Yes, he will.
Everything from...
He spews it out, doesn't he?
Yeah, the weather 10 years ago when Wisconsin played LSU.
Yes, at a certain time.
Oh, yeah.
And at 2:38,
and the color T-shirts they wore under their jerseys.
That's right. So looking forward to hearing from Dan. And of course at 5:30, Rex Chambers will be with us, our local fishing pro, and he'll tell us what's going on in the area lakes. And I'd like to hear what he has to say about the big tournament that they had down there a couple weekends ago, October the 4th.
Do you know if he did he get in any money?
I don't think I didn't see it in the paper now, so I don't know. But we'll ask him about that. But it was a huge success. There was over 200 boats that ended up in that tournament. So join us at, you know, at 5:30 ish. If you want to hear what Rex has got to say, or let your buddy know if he wants to hear what Rex has to say, just tune in.
And also,
while we're tell them how they can tune in, other than the radio.
Tune in radio. If you've got a smartphone, download Tune In Radio to your phone, and then search WRJM 95.5. You can listen to it there or stream it live over the internet. The shows will be on demand. If you miss anything, you can listen to it tonight. Also, we have Moolah. Where's Moolah? Brought to you by People's Bank. We'll be giving a couple of more clues.
For that today?
Moolah, hidden here in the town of Coleman. So
yeah, you gave that away, didn't you?
Yeah, I get it out of the way.
That's it. Make it simple.
That's right. You got to make it simple. Yeah. We're simple folks here in Coleman.
Simple folks means a simple mind.
That's right. All right, we're coming up on 4:20, so we're going to take a quick break and see if we can get in touch with Greg Smith. Hey, we'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Caretti,
inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
This week, the Coleman Bearcats host the Decatur Red Raiders.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
Coleman and Decatur.
This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, AK Rentals, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Caretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, Thursday edition, 423. I'm Jason Spiegel, my co-host Ronnie Barnes.
And we're getting ready for the weekend.
That's right, and waiting on Greg Smith.
That's
had a
right.
little phone difficulty
little,
here at the
little
station.
Technical so. Difficulties, and I have
should
to
be
say,
in the process of calling.
Yes, and I have to say, I am zero help if it comes down to technical difficulties.
That's pretty much the way I am. The number,
I think we've got
256-737-9951, and Greg is on the line with us. Greg, welcome back to Sports Talk Live.
How you guys doing today?
Hey, Greg, we're great.
Hey, Greg, how are you, bud?
I'm well.
Hey, Greg, one thing I want to say right off the bat is I am amazed and continue to be amazed at the college games that you're picking. I told you in the email, I've told our listeners, the games you have picked on here and the games that I have gotten since subscribing to your service, 13-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason's about to buy another vehicle, I think, Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah, knock on wood. Hopefully we keep it going.
Wow, that's impressive. Hey, could you send us an autographed picture?
Jeez.
Oh,
hey, Greg, what do you think about the Alabama-Texas A&M game? Let's go ahead and get it out of the way. Alabama, what, a 11-point favorite, something like that, 9?
They won't score that many.
Where are they at now?
It's since moved it to a 13.
Minus 13.
And I'm still okay with that play. I like Alabama in this move. I think they got these last two games out of the way. Losing to Ole Miss and then hanging on there with Arkansas under those weather conditions. I like Bama winning by more than two touchdowns here. More likely they're going to double up on Cooper, and it's going to leave wide open up the middle. I think even Kiffin Smart figured that out. I see them scoring big with this game. I like Alabama winning by more than two touchdowns.
I like what you're talking about, Greg.
Hey, we're just hoping Alabama can score two touchdowns.
They score 14.
now to be fair here, I had to throw Jason under the bus a little bit too because it went on the air last week. But I had to give out Mississippi State against Auburn, so it all comes back to you after a while there.
Yeah, I did see that, but. I already had some money on Auburn at the time. So.
For entertainment purposes yeah. only. Yeah, exactly.
And, of course, you know how that turned out for me. So.
But, Greg, I'm when Jason told me you were 13-1, I was just flabbergasted. I mean, that is so impressive.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. It's just I have the time. This is what I do for a living. So all I do is, you know, eat and breathe and sleep. These lines, and I just watch them continuously throughout the whole entire week. So.
Yeah, well, it's pretty obvious you do.
Greg, anything else on your radar that you can give out today that might be worth looking at?
Well, I have down here that we want to talk a little bit about the LSU-Kentucky game.
Right.
And that game's at -9. I had my math model came in at around -8, so it's pretty good. But what I'm not taking effect there is J.D. Harmon, the cornerback for Kentucky, not being able to play half the game. In those skilled positions, especially in the quarterback and cornerback positions, it can have a lot of effect on a team. In other words, the offense will, at least when the cornerback is out, they'll focus on one part of the field. It can open up a lot of runs, open up a lot of one-on-one mismatches. So I'm a little bit hesitant on how that's going to affect Kentucky. Therefore, I lean with LSU covering the number at minus 10 or minus 9.5, whatever it is now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I've kind of held off on that one.
You were waiting to hear, weren't
yeah.
you? Yeah, it's a small lean on that. I want to get crazy with it. I like the Alabama game more than I do the Kentucky-LSU game.
Okay. Hey, Greg, were you surprised at all that Mississippi State beat Auburn? I mean, just outright beat them. Not only did they cover the spread, but beat Auburn and beat them in the fashion they did.
Well, you know, Auburn was in a really bad spot there. It was, I believe, their second road game of the year coming off. I think they played Kansas, well, they played Kansas State on the road, and I think that was their second game on the road. You know, the defense wins a lot of games, and I wasn't, I mean, as you know, that's one of the picks that I gave out as one of my best bets was Mississippi State beating Auburn. I was surprised, though, to see them win by that many points. It got to the point where I think Mississippi State was on cruise control there. And,
yeah.
And that don't get hurt, but you know, at this point, maybe a political move too from the committee, not having more than one SEC team in the playoff. But I see no reason right now why there shouldn't be two SEC teams in here. And I still think at this beginning of the season that the team that comes away with only two losses in the SEC. Is going to make it into the playoff system, in which they will do very well, I think, once they're there.
Okay. Hey, in your opinion, when we get down to the end of the year, everyone around here looks to the Iron Bowl as the game of the year, and it's watched all over the country. Uh-huh. This year, which do you think is going to end up being more important, the Iron Bowl or the Egg Bowl over in Mississippi?
Oh, at this point, it has to be the Egg Bowl. I mean, both teams are undefeated, and that's a tough one. But right now, I'm going to say the Egg Bowl is the game to look at, but that could change. I mean, Mississippi State and Mississippi are not out of the woods here. They got a lot of stuff coming ahead, and every team in the SEC has a long haul here through the last part of October and November. So in November, that's going to be interesting to see what game. More publicity, but right now I believe
we're stable. I would have never imagined that. You know,
hey, that it's hurting us people in Alabama.
Oh,
the state of Alabama is going down.
We're in mourning.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you gotta keep in mind, guys. You know, you got a lot of players back for Ole Miss that played together for a long time. On Mississippi State, you got a really good quarterback. You know, he's identical, I believe, to Marshall. Probably a little bit better this year. A little better team, but. Marshall, I like Marshall. I think he's a great quarterback. I just think they had a bad spot there, and I see Auburn really rolling here as October and November go on.
I hope you're right, because I've been really down since last Saturday. So.
It's a long season. I think that you still, Alabama and Auburn both have a legit shot of still making the playoffs. Yeah. A real legit shot.
Right. Hey, Greg, I want to ask you this, and this is just your personal opinion. Do you think that Prescott will be one of the five invited to New York?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, if he keeps winning. I mean, there's no... Right. The only way he's not is if he suffers two losses, then we'll be kind of up in the air. But he's out for sure. But if he comes in with one loss or less, he's in.
What about Jameis?
I'm sorry.
What about Jameis?
If he's not in jail.
Well, I don't think he'll get there. I don't think he'll be invited. I think that it's this Heisman thing is a political thing.
Yes.
And you know, I'm not impressed. I don't get me going with Florida State. I'm not impressed with that entire program right now. I don't see how a team like Notre Dame can sit out four or five of their best players in the beginning of the year because of academic reasons.
Yes.
And Jimbo Fisher just can't step at the plate and say, we're not going to allow this sort of behavior on our team. That guy should be kicked off the team, and I will not be rooting for him throughout his career, that's for sure.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we were talking just before you came on that, you know, Brett Bielema at Arkansas suspended one of his kids one of his best players, because he suspended him for, I think, either a quarter or a half against Bama because he was late to a morning workout.
Right. Right. And I want to start going that direction now, because there's just so much media and so much stuff going on with money and all that sort of thing. It's nice to see coaches at the end of the day step up and say, right is right. And apparently, to me, I look at it as Jimbo Fisher is trying to win another national championship and trying to earn more money in his pocket, and he's not doing the right thing. I don't like it.
Right. Greg Runney made this statement, and I couldn't agree with him more. See what you think. Jimbo has rode the Jameis Winston boat so far at this point. He's going to have to either ride it on to the shore or go down with the boat. There's no getting off.
And I've said this too at the beginning of the season, and this is coming, by the way. This will come in one of our radio spots here. Florida State is the most overrated team in the country. And I'm waiting for a spot to go against them. I'm not sure if it's Notre Dame. I'm not going to go against Notre Dame in this game. But there's going to be a time where they're going to be in a bad spot, and I will go full fist to the window and bet against Florida State. They're not as good as as everyone says they are. They just aren't.
Yes, no, they haven't won impressively, at all.
No, there's no reason for me to think the Florida State can get to the Final Four. I really don't. I think once they lose once, that's all it's going to take. And they much rather take a second SEC team or maybe a thriving Big 12, Pac-12.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it before too, Greg. Put Florida State in the SEC West, and let's see how they do.
That's exactly right. And I'm from the West Coast. I'm a Pac-12 guy, but. SEC is just tough. Yeah. I mean, SEC has been so much fun to watch these last couple of weeks. Yeah. It's been unbelievable.
Yeah, what's happened to my Bruins? I picked them to be in the Final Four playoff, and they've gone down the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, another example of teams getting overhyped. it wasn't a good spot for them for sure against Oregon. They needed Oregon to beat Arizona, and that just didn't happen.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Greg, tell everyone if they're interested in seeing more of your picks and seeing what all you have to offer, tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me at onlybestbets.com, and right now I'm doing a season special of $99 for both NFL and college football, and I'm getting a lot of good responses from it. A lot of people are signing up on it. It's just a sign up once, and I email you throughout play. As you know, Jason, you get emails throughout the week to put a play, and you just kind of move on and make some money, hopefully.
I tell people this in all honesty, you're not going to beat that price anywhere. You can't even beat that price at Walmart.
You wouldn't beat that price if he was 1-13.
Right, right.
Well, I love doing this. And I don't like a lot of these touts out there that screw people for all this sorts of thousands of dollars. I sleep a lot better at night knowing you only put out $100 for my services. So if I lose a game or two, I know that, I know that you aren't losing. I know that you didn't put your whole mortgage down to pay for my living, and that makes me feel good. And that's why I have that kind of thing.
Right. I've got to tell you this before we let you go. We're up against a break, but I've got to tell you this. A person who will remain nameless, good friend of mine, doesn't live anywhere around here, so I can tell it. I know he's not listening. But he is actually, at one point in this football season, he was paying $2,500 a week for the same services that Greg's offering for $99 for the season.
$2,500. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I actually, about 8 years ago, I did the same thing. I signed up for a deal for $2,000 a week. I fell into it. That's why I do this. And guess what? The guy didn't even hit 40%. That's how you learn. You gotta lose to kind of learn sometimes. And that was one of those situations.
Wow.
Right. Hey, I hope you have a great weekend and most of all a profitable weekend,
that's right.
Greg. And we appreciate you coming on with us again.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, thanks, Greg.
Have a great one.
Have a great weekend.
All right, we're going to a break. 4:37. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5.
737-9951.
Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
All right.
Sweet sound of money.
I'm telling you, the sound of money. The number 256-737-9951.
Give us a call and take a stab where you think Moolah may be.
Where's Moolah? Brought to you by People's Bank of Alabama.
You got it.
All right. Clue number three. We gave two clues the other day.
Yes.
Clue number three is, let's go back over the clues before I give this.
Okay.
One,
all right.
So we don't have to go back and do it later.
Do it later. Your first clue.
Clue number one was, if you're looking for moolah, you might find it at several locations throughout town. And your clue was,
if you are having your pictures developed, you might see moolah. I didn't say you would.
Word.
You might see moolah.
Okay, so clue number three, if you are car shopping, you might see moolah.
The key word again, you might.
Right.
Doesn't mean you will, but you might.
So take that to the bank.
For what it's worth.
Yeah. The number, 256-737-9951, if you want to take a shot at moolah.
That's it. Won't cost you anything.
That's right. One guess per show.
That's it.
If you don't get it today and nobody else does, be the first caller in Tuesday with the answer. And
that's right.
You're still a winner, $50 from People's Bank.
I'm sure, surely Cindy will be calling in.
Cindy is not eligible.
Oh, that's right. She won last week.
That's right. Hey, and
Cindy will not be calling in probably.
Then. I still owe Sandy, if you are listening from Dodge City, I still owe you a T-shirt that I have not got in the mail yet. So I've got to make sure I've got your address. If you're listening, call us and give us that address again. Give it to Tommy, and that way I don't have to go through all my stuff trying to find it. But I still owe her a T-shirt.
So. Okay.
All right. We're coming up on Greg Vosta time. So
Dan Bosta.
I do that every week. At least. I've not done it while I'm talking to him. So. Dan Bosta. Greg, with that 13-1 is just on my mind.
It's overwhelmed you. I see dollar signs in your eyes now. Oh, man.
So Dan will be also talking college football. And look like we're having technical difficulty getting Dan. So, Ronnie, if you will take the rope here, let me try him on my cell phone and get him to call here at the station.
Well,
you can sing or whatever you want to do.
That'd be real pretty. All right. Well, like I said, we've had some issues with our phones of getting Greg on the line earlier, and now we're having the same issue of getting Dan on the line. He's calling from Chicago, and again, he's with Campus Insider. Hopefully, we will be able to get him on here in just a minute, because you will not run across many people that have more sports knowledge than Dan Vosta, and I really, really enjoy getting to listen to him each and every week. So we'll see if we can get him back on the air.
And I think Tommy has the technical problem straightened out. So
Tommy's the man?
He is the man with a plan.
Jack of all trades, apparently.
In the process of getting Dan. And as you said, Dan will tell us a little bit of everything, some things I bet you didn't know when you listened to Dan. So.
Oh, there is no doubt whatsoever about that.
Also, before the show's over, we're going to give our picks SEC picks. Now, these are ones you don't want to bet on. So.
No, you don't put any stock in what Jason and I go by and how we decide.
In fact, if you want to place a bet on it, you might want to go the opposite
of what
we pick.
Because sometimes our picks are whichever one Jason picks, I take the other, even if I agree with him. So please don't put any stock in what we say as far as his picks. Tends
to look through crimson-colored glasses, and I look through blue and orange glasses.
Yeah, that kind of changes the picture a lot of times, doesn't it?
Right.
Oh, man. So, hey, that may be – I hear the phone ringing. Would you think that's Dan?
It may be Tally.
It might be. Yeah. It might be somebody with a – it might be somebody calling wanting to get
Folks, if you can't
move
tell, on. We're just killing time right now.
737-9951. If you want to give us a call, talk about anything dealing with Alabama, Auburn, or if you want to take a shot at Moolah.
Moolah, $50 this week. Cindy Wilson. How many times has Cindy won this? Is that five or six?
Oh, I don't know. I would say at least five.
And folks, when Cindy first started winning this, we were physically hiding the money around town.
Yeah.
And sometimes she had it found before I hit it. And so,
yeah.
I mean, she would meet me where I was hiding it.
with her hand out. Oh, my goodness. You're right.
Ronnie, what's your upset special of the weekend?
Oh.
I'll tell you mine. I'm going to go ahead and tell you mine right up front.
You're talking about SEC?
Kentucky beats LSU. I'm going to go against Greg on this one. I think Kentucky not only covers, I think they will beat LSU straight up. So.
Well, that may not be, for a lot of people, that may be an upset. For some folks, it won't be. Kentucky's not bad.
Right. I've heard some other people talking today, and they're saying Kentucky just hasn't played anyone, which they haven't. But
well,
I still think LSU is not the LSU team.
But, at this time of the year in the past, Kentucky might have won one game, and they still weren't playing anybody.
Right. And Kentucky could just as easily be undefeated right now.
That's right. So
Florida game, was it double or triple overtime, the Florida game? I don't remember. It was overtime game.
Florida won. Yeah. Muschamp kept his job for that week.
Yeah.
I think he's probably needing to get his resume updated.
They are, have you heard the talk? They are already discussing Dan Mullins to Florida next year.
So. Yeah, we talked about that. Some of us talked about that today, that if Dan Mullins can continue and keep Mississippi State hot this week, then he's probably maybe going to Florida.
Okay, we got Sandy on the line. Sandy, are you with us?
Yes, Jason.
Okay, hey, if you don't want to give this out over the air, I can put you back with Tommy, and you can give it to him in a second. Or if you don't mind, give it to me. I'll write it down. So
I did it, but I know where the Moolah's at. I think.
Okay, give us a guess.
Is it the jump tap across from Walgreens and Mitch Smith?
No, it's not.
That's a good guess.
It's a good guess.
I didn't think about that one.
Yep, but it is not at Jet Pep. So.
No.
Okay, I'm going to think about it some more. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. Good guess.
All right, 4:47. Still waiting to make contact with Dan. Have you got the upset special?
No.
You never did give me your upset special.
Well, you took mine. Oh. I mean, that's an easy upset special.
Well, okay, just say, hey, I agree with you.
That'll
be a first.
I agree with you. Now, is there another one somewhere down on the line? I don't know. I don't really see any upsets this week, other than maybe the one you just mentioned. I don't think so.
All right. We're coming up on a break, so Tommy, if you're not tied up in there and got too many irons in the fire, if you can take us to a quick break, we'll try to get Dan and come back with Dan Vasta. So, and he is tied up. There is 5 phone lines ringing.
That's right. He looks like Speedy Gonzalez going from one room to the next.
While we're killing time, I would almost take Texas A&M.
You know, I thought that same thing. We got Dan. Okay.
All right. Dan Vasta with Campus Insider is with us. Dan, welcome back to Sports Talk Live after a week off. We give you last week off, but welcome back. So.
Thanks, guys. Got caught up on some sleep and watching football. So happy to be on. Happy Thursday to you guys.
Yeah, same to you, Dan. Thanks for joining us today, too.
Dan, right off the bat, I've got to ask you about my Auburn Tigers. What did you think about that loss to Mississippi State?
Yeah, I mean, certainly I thought the losses may have been coming a week earlier, but they, luckily for you, they put a beat down in LSU, and then Mississippi State got the best of them. I think really I thought Nick Marshall was going to maybe prove some of the naysayers wrong in that game, and it was unfortunate. It was pretty sloppy conditions for the majority of that game, but even with a turnover fest, if you will, by Dak Prescott, the Mississippi State defense, I think, was the big story. They're probably the biggest, baddest team in the country, at least thus far. Their front seven is just absolutely amazing to watch. They just got some big dudes that really kind of beat up the Auburn offensive line, and Auburn's having some issues to run the ball. And it's difficult to throw their receivers when you're behind the chains. It was unfortunate that Auburn couldn't come through with some big catches. And down the stretch, it was just too much Dak Prescott. But Auburn had their chances early on when the weather wasn't a major factor. So I still think Auburn down the stretch, though, still at least a 10-win team can easily play in the New Year's Six bowl games. But in terms of their college ball playoff chances, not great right now. They're going to need a little bit of help. And the hope is they can run the table going up into the Iron Bowl against Alabama.
Speaking of Alabama, I've got to ask you about them next. After the appearance that they gave Saturday, multiple times you have told us, Dan, that Alabama was the best team or one of the best teams in the nation. After watching their last 2 weeks, do you still feel like Alabama is one of the 4 best?
At this moment in time, certainly not. I ranked them 8th in my recent poll. I think that will obviously be a tough loss to your Ole Miss Rebels. Congrats on that nice pick that you caught a couple of weeks ago.
I have enjoyed
but
that,
certainly,
too.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me of that, Dan.
No. Yeah, no problem. I think the biggest concern right now is their offensive line. They're used and accustomed to just dominating opposition. You look at a couple of years back when they won those BCS titles, I thought they had with Chance Wormack and Fluker, and they were pretty much one of the best offensive lines in the entire BCS era, and now they're without their starting center, Ryan Kelly, so they're kind of shuffling guys around, trying to kind of get more a better rhythm, and sometimes you look at Florida State without their center, Austin Barron is hurt, and they're going with a backup, but they lost Brian Stork, who's actually playing with this Tom Brady New England Patriots NFL team. Goes to show how important the center position, but I think it's more than just the offensive line. Their inability to give anybody really an opportunity or have them get open, besides Amari Cooper, who has 54 catches, guys, and the next best guy on the team, I believe, has 16 catches. That's an absolute joke in terms of disparity. Even though Amari Cooper could be an all-pro in the NFL in a couple of years, or maybe even in next year, yeah. If there's a chance. But I think Alabama needs their other stars. I still think They got tremendous talent, and I still believe they're among the two or three best teams in college football, like I said in the preseason and a few weeks ago. I think you'll see O.J. Howard get hopefully some more looks, because I think he's going to be a potential stud at the next level, and he's proven his ability when given the chance. But clearly Blake Sims is going to have to play a little bit better. Many NFL scouts and college scouts, that matter, think that he's been atrocious so far this season. Outside of the Florida game, he really hasn't been able to stretch the field. We'll see if he can step up his play, or else Jay Coker may get a call. But I think you expect a big-time improvement this weekend against a reeling Texas A&M defense.
Okay, I'll go with you on that one. I'm still trying to make my mind up who I'm going to I know who I'm going to pull for, Dan, but who, as far as who I think is going to win or who I think is going to cover, I'm still undecided about that one. So,
okay. Hey, Dan, I got a question for you. As far as the Big 12, we know there's five teams that's in the top 15. What do you think is the most underrated conference in the country?
Yeah, I think right now, I mean, if you would have asked me before the preseason, I would have said I wouldn't think that we had much of a chance, but certainly, they're all starting to play each other now. So I think you're going to see a couple teams dip in the rankings. But right now, they've been very impressive, and I would argue they are clearly the third-best conference in America behind the SEC and Pac-12. But I think the Big 12's issues is the defense side of the ball is certainly a big-time concern. And you saw Kansas State give Auburn a good test, but ultimately still lost the game at home in a big game for their season, and Oklahoma already suffered their loss. So at the end of the day, when I'm grading these conferences and the best teams in college football, you got to have a stud team at the top. And right now, Baylor could be that, but I still don't think they have a top 10, top 20 defense. It's fortunate they do have a premier offense, but I still think they're lacking that premier team. But it doesn't take anything away from the conference. They've been a tremendous so far this season. They're clearly, I think, the third best conference. Underrated at the moment, but at the end of the day, I think they'll be kind of right where I thought they would be, which is solid, a couple, two, three top 15 teams, and I think the likes of maybe Kansas State and perhaps TCU, a 3-4 loss team. Though they've been a pleasant surprise thus far in the season, but at the end of the day, we'll see if they even get one team in the college ball playoff, because right now I'm not liking their chance.
Hey, Dan, talk about the, you know, we talked a little bit about the playoffs a minute ago. Who do you, now that we're maybe close to midway through the season, who would you pick right now to be in the playoff?
Yeah, I mean, every week it seems like it's changing, certainly, guys. I think you got to start in terms of if it was, you know, this weekend was the playoff. If the season ended last Saturday night, I think you'd have to include the two teams from Magnolia State, so you got to include the Ole Miss Rebels and the Mississippi State Bulldogs. They've certainly been arguably the top two and most impressive teams in college football. You can't leave out Florida State, so I think those are pretty much your three clear-cut teams. And I think the four teams are kind of be up for grabs. Many people like Baylor because they haven't lost a game yet in the Big 12, a major conference, but they really haven't played anybody, so I would have a little toss-up argument between either Notre Dame, which I think is, you know, had a solid season despite not playing some great teams.
Right.
But the fourth team that may draw some surprises from you, and maybe it's just because I still have high hopes for them, and I've fairly been impressed, at least last week, and that's the Georgia Bulldogs. Even without Todd Gurley on this roster, I still think they have a top three defense in the SEC. Certainly, I think Ole Miss and Alabama right there with them, but even if they don't get Todd Gurley back in the next couple of weeks, if they can get him back for that Auburn game, which would be potentially a four-game suspension, which we're still waiting, of course, to hear the latest, but that would be a four-game suspension if he did receive more than the $15+ hundred that many feel that he did receive, or at least reported out there. I think Georgia, on paper, has just as much talent as any team in the SEC, right there with Alabama. I thought preseason Florida State, Alabama, Georgia were my top three teams, and while Georgia and Alabama have been struggling, at the end of the day, I'm still going to take talent over maybe some teams that are really rising, like the likes of Mississippi State and Ole Miss. So, but that 14, every week, it could pretty much change, and I'm sure it'll change again this week with the Noles and Notre Dame, of course, playing each other.
Exactly. Hey, let me throw you a curveball real quick, Dan. If Florida State were to drop a game, a single game this season, would you put them in the playoff?
could you repeat that question? You just broke up for a quick second.
Yeah. If Florida State loses a game this year, would you still put them in the playoff?
I think that if it's the loss, it's a Notre Dame, I think I would. If they're a 12-1 team, which means that they lose this Saturday, and then they win out and beat Florida and then win the ACC championship game, go 12-1, I'd be hard-pressed to find four teams that are better than them on paper, watching the eye test, premier talent, see what they've won these games by. It would be hard-pressed to find four teams better than Florida State. But if they were to lose that game to, say, a team like Boston College, who has had their number in years past, I think that would maybe change the argument. But if the one loss is to the likes of a Notre Dame team, who potentially could win 10, 11, maybe all of them, if they were to beat Florida State this weekend,
right,
then I would still say Florida State's going to be in that top four if that's their one loss. And I think the same can be said for Notre Dame. If they lose this game this weekend, they went out and do at least somewhat impressive, they still have a chance as well.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Dan, you mentioned if the playoff were held this weekend, both the Mississippi schools would be in there. The playoff will be at the end of the year, so do you see either or one of them making it, or do you think they will fold as we normally see them do?
For sure. I think everybody feels like, deservedly so. I think they're easily the two most impressive teams, and I think their chances are, getting better every week. At the end of the day, I still am questioning them a little bit just because of their schedules. I think this is the greatest division maybe in the history of college football, and I don't think that's an overstatement because, first off, we don't see 17 divisions like we did back in the day as we do nowadays. But the talent level in the SEC West is pretty scary good. I mean, it's about as good as we've seen in years. And I think it's really almost impossible, in my opinion, to have a team run the table in the SEC West, whether it's going into Atlanta or after Atlanta, because if Georgia does get to the SEC title game, that won't be a gimme easy win either. But I think Mississippi State playing at Alabama will be probably a touchdown underdog. So I consider that a likely loss right now. And then Ole Miss still has to play Auburn at home. And I think Ole Miss, their one weakness, if you will, is their ability to stuff the run. It's forced it to them. They've been winning every game, so teams are being forced to pass the ball. So I think Ole Miss is going to likely lose a game as well, and then we'll come down to tiebreakers. So I don't think either Mississippi schools will ultimately get to the college football playoff, although their chances are looking better every week. But even if Ole Miss or Mississippi State go 11-1, get to the SEC title, they're going to have to win that game in the SEC championship game, obviously, to get into that playoff. And even then, I'm not sure I would bet with them. Despite them, of course, as the rest of America for the most part, they've been proven that the naysayers wrong so far. But I'm not loving their chances simply because the SEC West is better than, in my opinion, it's ever been, at least dating back to the BCS era.
Right. I'm going to throw you a curveball, and then I think Ronnie has a question about the Heisman.
Sure.
Wanting a little update. But the SEC West being as it is, let's just say Alabama ends up being the representative from the West. They go to play Georgia in the championship. Mississippi State or Ole Miss, take your pick, ends the season with one loss also. Let's say it'll have to be Mississippi State, and Alabama beats them, gives them one loss. Alabama goes to Atlanta, loses to Georgia. Is there a chance then that Mississippi State can slip in the back door and Alabama be penalized because they played in the SEC championship?
Yes, I think that will happen if that is the case. I think you do get penalized if you get to the SEC title game. That's not necessarily a reward for playing in the best conference championship in the world. You got to win that game, because if you do lose, it's unfortunate, but the rankings in the poll system says, a 2-3 loss team, it's not as good as a 1 loss team or so forth. And I think certainly how, depending that game, it's always a big difference maker of how that game plays out. If it's maybe the greatest game ever, or likewise, and then they lose on a last-second field goal, then maybe there's a chance. But more times than not, I think in that scenario, a one-loss team in the SEC West that doesn't win their division has an excellent chance of winning the national championship or playing for it. Just ask Alabama when they beat LSU not too long ago when they were dealing with Oklahoma State, who many thought deserved to get in. So I think that would be a case for Ole Miss, or in your case, Mississippi State, at 11-1. It's a tremendous season where I would argue they would dominate pretty much any conference in college football, let alone their division. I think they would get the nod.
Okay.
Hey, Dan, give us a update on what's going on as far as the Heisman. What are you hearing? What do you think?
Yeah, I think you guys, you two right there, I think maybe the front runners this season. It's been a crapshoot, right? I mean, Dak Prescott, I think, is clearly the leader right now. If he can get to 11-1 or potentially get to an SEC championship game and have a good virtuoso performance, I think he's pretty much a lock to win it. I think barring a loss or two, I think he's certainly going to get invited to New York City. The guy that's really nipping at his heels is Marcus Mariota of Oregon, who had a great performance against the Bruins this past weekend. And Oregon doesn't play many great teams, but Stanford's defense is pretty legit. They have them at home in a few weeks. I think he's in the driver's seat to ultimately win it, because many people love Marcus Mariota
yes.
on and off the field, and certainly he made the number one pick in the draft. So he's kind of like the heavy shoe-in right now. But Dak Prescott keeps on winning, and he keeps getting in the end zone, whether it's via the air or running through a couple linebackers. I think those are your two big-time favorites, of course, with Todd Gurley potentially being suspended for multiple games, and we don't know when he may come back if he does. So those are the two main guys. And then it's kind of just a bunch of dark horses. We'll see if Everett Golson can come into Tallahassee and knock off the Noles. If Jameis Winston has a monster game, like 400 yards, 3-4 touchdowns, he may crack the rankings. I don't think he'll have a chance to win this year, but it wouldn't surprise me if he had a top-5 finish maybe in the Heisman. It's going to be tough to see him repeat, since so many people really despise the quarterback from his off-field issues. But I think it's really Mariota and Prescott. And a couple guys I'm still buying into, just because I think their teams are darn good, would be Bo Ballz of Ole Miss, which just sounds crazy. And then Nick Marshall, despite the bad game. Remember, Auburn still has Ole Miss, and of course Alabama, the Iron Bowl. So they're still, you got to play in big games, and the guys I've mentioned all have lots of them ahead. But it looks like Mariota and Prescott 1-2 all the way, probably till Thanksgiving time.
Yeah,
hard to argue that.
Exactly.
We've got 5 top 25 matchups. I'm going to call them out real quick, get you to pick them, and then we'll let you go enjoy your end of the week and weekend. First, Kansas State at Oklahoma. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Sooners at home. I think Kansas State, well, despite they have number 4 run defense and they slow down Auburn this year, I think Oklahoma too much depth in the trenches, and I think they'll pull this an ugly win out similar to their win over Texas this past week. So I like the Sooners at home in that one.
Okay, Oklahoma State at TCU.
Yeah, so obviously there was early reports from Trevon Boykin, TCU's quarterback, that he was going to have wrist surgery. His wrist is a little banged up, but he's going to be okay and should be okay to have a successful and productive game. The big issue will be, can they keep up? Because Oklahoma State has quite a boatload of bevy of superstars in the backfield, or at least studs, if you will. Tyreek Hill's a guy to look out for. And Oklahoma State, maybe one of your biggest mystery teams in the country, since their opening loss, or narrow loss to Florida State, they really haven't played too many good teams, but yet they only have one loss. I would be surprised if they pull the upset, but I'm going to go TCU by about a field goal. I think TCU should bounce back from a tough loss, of course, last week to Baylor.
All right. Stanford at Arizona State.
Yes, these teams actually met 2 times last year, guys. Stanford, unfortunately, throttled them. Ran for over 200 yards in both games, surprising the exact same number, and of course knocked off the Sun Devils' Rose Bowl dreams in their own backyard. I think we'll do it again this game. This isn't happening like it was in the Pac-12 title. I think Stanford's starting to run the ball a little bit better, and their defense, maybe the best defense in college football outside of Tallahassee and SEC country. So I'm going to go with Stanford on the road, one of the better teams in the country with 2 losses.
All right. Hey, how about A&M at Alabama?
Yes, I mean, just think about this game. It was one of the last couple of years. It's been the top game of the college football season for many, and I think it's both these teams are kind of looking for an identity, if you will. I mean, A&M still believes they can throw the ball on anybody, but their defense has really punished them offensively because they don't give as much possessions, if you will, and certainly as well as they can run with the ball, or should say pass the ball. They're always chasing points, and it was a tough game at Ole Miss, or should say home loss to Ole Miss this past week. I'm going with Alabama, defensively sound. I think they'll get back to the running game, and even without Kenyon Drake, I think T.J. Yeldon and Derrick Henry will grind out a 150, 200 yards against a really an A&M defense. I like Alabama by about 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I like the sounds of that. And last one, Notre Dame at Florida State.
Yeah, I think this might be the most interesting, the most entertaining game up to this point of the season. Certainly, the key stat in this one, many people are still surprised that this stat's a fact, but so far through their careers, Jameis Winston and Everett Golson have not lost one regular season game. Now, certainly, they're only in their second full year as starters. The only loss Everett Golson has in his career, of course, many people won't forget that. That was in the national championship game against Alabama, but Winston, of course, hasn't lost a game yet. I think the points will be flowing in this one. Florida State secondary, one of the better ball hawking secondaries in the country. I think that's a big advantage. Robert Aguayo is the best kicker in college football in several years. So, Stein points this game to be fairly close, but I think Florida State starts to open up in the second half. I'm looking like at a 41-27 type of shootout where the Noles come out victorious, and Winston, I think, will put together arguably his best game of his career, despite everything in the off-field. And not many people talking about this game in terms of on the field, but instead of off with all Notre Dame's issues and, of course, with Winston. So I like the Noles in a shootout.
Sounds like a winner. I can't disagree, even though I would like to. I'm ready to hear the last of Jameis Winston.
So,
hey, Dan, we appreciate you coming on again with us this week and the knowledge you've shared with us. Can't say enough how much we appreciate you joining us each week.
That's for sure.
You got it, guys. Appreciate always coming on, and enjoy the games and have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Stay safe, Dan. Thanks, bud.
Likewise. Thanks. All right. Have a great one, guys.
Have a good one. All right, you're listening to Sports Talk Live, the number 737-9951. We'll be right back with another moolah clue.
Chance to win some money.
Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Caretti,
inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
This week, the Coleman Bearcats host the Decatur Red Raiders.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
Coleman and Decatur.
This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Gordon Buildings, AK Rentals, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Caretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
We're the all-new Live 95, WRJM-LP, Coleman.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com. A little Pink Floyd action.
That's it.
Money.
You know what that means?
Hey, that means the old spotted cow is out and about.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's hanging around one area.
She's out of the pasture.
People's Bank brings you Where's Moolah? And we have on the line Sandra to take a guess. And Sandra, I'm going to ask you, since it is clue time, do you want to go ahead and take a guess, or do you want the next clue?
Give me the next clue.
I was hoping you would say that.
That don't take a college education.
That's right. That doesn't take a rocket scientist, does it? Hey, here's the next clue, Sandra. If you happen to find moolah, you will find a lot of moolah.
Okay.
So I'll take it by Sandra's reaction.
That didn't help her.
That was not where she was going to guess.
No, my guess was going to be the Dollar General and the Town Square Shopping Center.
No, good guess. Yeah, good guess, good but guess. That is not it. So, hey, keep listening, though. If nobody wins it today, call us Tuesday and take another shot
That's
at it.
I will.
Hey, Sandra, where are you calling from?
From Cullman.
Hey, are you an Auburn? Are you a War Eagle or a Roe Tider?
War Eagle.
I knew
I shouldn't have asked that.
I knew
I should have been quiet.
Yeah. Sandra, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, a War Eagle fan, they are few and far between, so I'm glad when they call.
Oh, hey, that was a good guess, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, the thing I liked about it, she was very specific.
Right, and that's
what it's
going to take.
The Dollar General at the town square.
Right. So. And the clues, again, let's go over all of them one time, running for anybody that may be just joining us.
That wants to give us a call.
Hey, we just looked on the board, and I'm going to tell you this. Tommy has figured out
where it is, but he can't play.
That's right. Tommy is not eligible. The clue number one is if you are looking for moolah, you might look in multiple locations throughout town. Your clue was?
If you're getting your pictures developed, you might see moolah. Now, I said might.
And mites grow on chickens.
You may.
Okay.
You may not see it.
The next clue, if you are car shopping, you might be able to see where moolah is hidden.
That's right.
And the last clue given today, you just gave.
I just gave, if you find moolah, I won't have it verbatim. If you find moolah, you will probably find a lot of moolah.
Okay. So those are the moolah clues.
That's it.
The number 256-737-9951. $50 up for grab. Brought to you by People's Bank of Alabama. So, Ronnie, we want to move in and start making our picks before.
Let's do our high school.
That sounds like a winner to me.
We'll do our picks.
And folks, you can call
anytime.
If it's right in the middle of these picks, we'll stop to give you $50.
So. Exactly. All right, we're going to do our high school picks for the week. And we called them out earlier, but now we're going to pick them. Good Hope or DAR?
Good Hope on a roll right now, Ronnie, and I think the Raiders are going to stay on a roll and get the win.
I agree with you. I'm going to take Good Hope as well. Holly Pond at Hanceville. Somebody's going home happy tomorrow night.
That's right. And this is a tough game to pick. I got to tell you a quick story about Holly Pond.
Okay.
Because I know he's listening. Kevin Bergering, that I've mentioned two or three times during today's broadcast.
Yeah.
We were doing some work out close to Holly Pond, putting in a gas line for Coleman Jefferson. He looks over at their field house, and you know they got the big Bronco.
Yeah.
He looks over there and says, "What are they? The Hornets? Is that a Hornet on there?"
A Hornet?
How he gets that from a horse, I don't know.
He doesn't drive heavy equipment, does he?
he has somebody ride with him all the time.
Yeah, I wonder why. Wow.
Running in this game, I'm going to take the Hanceville Bulldogs.
Oh, you're going to take Hanceville? Okay.
It's been a long time for Holly Pond. The reason I'm doing this, Hanceville has won since Holly Pond has.
Well, I agree with that, but I'm going to take Holly Pond.
I like that pick.
And the reason I'm going to take Holly Pond is they scored more points last week.
Hey, that's a better reason than what I gave.
That's a good a reason as any. All right. The Vinemont Eagles will be playing home against Susan Moore.
I know Susan Moore. Nothing about Susan Moore.
I don't either.
For that reason, I'm going to take Vinemont.
Okay. And I will go with you. I'm going to take Vinemont as well. Vinemont over Susan Moore. West Point. West Point is on the road at East Limestone.
East Limestone. Again, I know nothing about East Limestone.
I know they have in the past been they've had some pretty good teams in the past.
But
that the past is just that. It's the past.
I'm going to take East Limestone.
East Limestone. Going out on a limb.
Going out on a limb.
Well, I'll go with West Point. Maybe Coach Farley and that crew won't let me down.
I just got a text that East Limestone is pretty strong. So.
East Limestone is pretty strong. Well,
in fact, it said East is unreal. Oh. So you want to change that pick or you want to stay with
no,
it?
No, I'm going to stick with it. I've already made it, so I'm sticking with it. Cold Springs is Summerton Christian.
Cold Springs gets the win.
Cold Springs. I'm going to go with Summerton Christian. No, I'm not. I'm going with Cold Springs. Summerton Christian surely can't beat Cold Springs.
I don't think so this year.
Coleman is at home with Decatur.
Coleman at home playing Decatur.
Decatur? The Decatur Red Raiders, I believe.
Coleman lost 28-0 last week.
To Hartsell.
To Hartsell.
Yeah.
And Hartsell, I think, lost to Decatur. And so I'm going to have to take Decatur.
I'm with you. I was thinking exactly the same thing. So we both picked Decatur. I hope we miss it.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, I hope we miss all these that we pick against the
right.
You know, the local school. So Fairview has Douglas. They are away at Douglas. Fairview at Douglas.
I hate to pick against another county school, but
you're going to.
I'm going with Douglas.
All right. There it is.
We've got several different ones. You pick Fairview in that one.
I pick Fairview. I'm taking Fairview over Douglas. We both took Decatur. We both took Cold Springs. I took West Point. You took East Limestone. Both took Vinemont. I took Holly Pond. You took Hansville. And both of us took Good Hope. How about that?
Hey.
It's pretty quick,
yeah,
right?
That was pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, man. So again, there it is. There's our picks, our high school picks.
And take that. For entertainment purposes only, and
that's
do
right.
Nothing with it.
No, dude, don't even really listen to
did
it.
Did you know, and this is for knowledge, useful knowledge, you can actually bet now on high school football games online.
In the state of Alabama?
I don't think in the state of Alabama. I've not seen one yet. If Hoover were playing a out-of-state team, you might get that line. But
really?
Some huge high school games. Yeah, and they are.
I didn't know that.
It is available online. Wow. It's not legal, but it is available online.
Well, there's a lot of stuff online that ain't legal.
A lot of stuff online gets you locked up.
That's it. Get the cuffs, get your hands behind your back, and the cuffs put on you.
Hey, the number, 256-737-9951. Call, take a stab at Moolah. I want to see somebody win it before today.
Before today's over, we need a winner. Are we going to give another clue?
We might even give another clue.
Man.
Might not.
Oh, man. Wow.
At 5:30, Rich Chambers will be joining us. So,
yep.
Are we saving our SEC picks for
SEC picks are later. They're after Rex.
All right, then.
So that's where we are with our SEC
Remind
picks.
Remind everybody, while we're killing a little bit of time, Friday Night Live will be broadcasting the Coleman-Decatur game tomorrow night. So.
Exactly. 6:40. So when they'll come on the air, Tommy and Jason. So if you're not where you can go to the game, tune in on the radio or stream it on the internet or over your iPhone. And I will promise you, you will not be disappointed.
And I have to say, Tommy is doing a great job engineering this show.
What about that? He's the man.
He kind of got threw into the fire.
He did. Jay, you know, flew the coop on us. And
yeah.
He's out in Las Vegas.
So enjoy, Jay.
Enjoy.
Things are in good hands.
That's
here,
right. That's right.
not speaking for me and Ronnie.
Oh, no.
But with Tommy in here with us, we're okay.
It's under control.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a clue. Oh, man. Hey, Jason, while we do have a couple minutes, let me just mention here, if you're wanting to watch a little college football, you can watch it tonight at 7:30. Now, this is Eastern time, so here in Alabama it would be 6:30, but there's Virginia Tech. And they will be playing at Pittsburgh, Virginia Tech at Pittsburgh. That's tonight. Tomorrow night, if you're not going to a high school game, if you're not going to listen to Tommy and Jason, which I don't know why you would not do that, at 8 o'clock Eastern, you have Fresno State at Boise State. That is on ESPN. And then at 9 o'clock Eastern, you have Temple at Houston. So I know everybody's going to want to get home, you know, and be there at 8 o'clock to watch Temple and Houston play. And that's on ESPNU.
That's a game I marked on my calendar before the year starts.
Oh, you got that right. I can't wait for that. That will be full of excitement. But, hey, that's the two games it's on, you know, tomorrow night. And we'll tell what else is on Saturday in a little bit.
I'm going to try to drum up a little moolah action here.
Uh-oh.
People make moolah action. How about this clue?
You're giving another clue?
Yeah, just, hey.
Random.
Nobody had notice of this. So if you are looking for moolah, you may see a lot of people. How about that?
Another clue.
There's another clue. And, folks, I believe as dull and dumb as I am, I believe I can figure this one out. So,
you're throwing the gauntlet down.
I'm throwing it down right now.
Somebody's got to win the money today.
Yeah, somebody's going to win it today. If you can't win it on that one, then
we'll have to.
Maybe Sandra will call back Tuesday and win it.
So. That's right. So there's the other clue.
No more clues.
No more.
No more today.
Chief said no more clues. The man that wears a shirt with his name on it says no more clues.
And I do that because I have a hard time remembering my name.
So. Yeah, right.
All right. It's time for our next break. Not far away from Rich Chambers. 524. The number 256-737-9951. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Five 26, Thursday afternoon, the weekend before football, and it's
going to be a nice, cool, pleasant weekend. So
yeah, so get out and clean up your limbs and
get it done, and get it done early because Bama kicks it off at 2:30.
And I will be watching that one with great interest.
I know you will. So. Not for the same reason I will.
Right.
There we are.
But okay. You have actually been more critical of Alabama than I have.
Yes, I have.
Been a little more lenient with Alabama than even you and Eddie, and I've been a little more critical of Auburn than y'all have been.
That's it. All right. Hey, it's 5:30. It is time to let's see what's going on in the area of Lake. So I think we got Rex with us. Rex, are you got us, buddy?
I'm here, brother.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing well.
And this weather not great?
It's hard to beat this weather right now.
Yes, it is.
Want to get out on the water.
That's right. Fishing and football. That's a great combination.
That's hard to beat.
That's it. Hey, Rex, take us back and tell us about the tournament that Smith had on the 4th of October. I know they ended up with over 200 boats in the tournament, right?
They did. It was for their first tournament out. It was ran really well. We had over 400 anglers show up. Took some good weight. Took 18 pound to win.
I saw that in the paper.
Yes, it was the Wiggins brothers out of Addison. They've kind of dominated Smith Lake the last little bit. They had a good tournament and took home $10,000.
Yeah, that worked for a day's fishing. And the thing I thought of, Rex, the weights that you were guessing it would take to win is just spot on what it ended up taking.
Yeah, my little crystal ball ended up pretty good on that one. I was catching a lot of good spots. I think we finished like 13th or 14th place and had like 13 pound, but had a couple opportunities, had a couple of good fish. It's no secret, I was fishing top water.
Uh-huh.
Had a couple of good fish, just totally come up, just whiffed at it.
Right.
Put us up there. I don't know if we'd had 18 pound. I don't think we could have won it. But, it had that, like I said, that tournament as a whole, it was out of the park, and everybody knows at Smith Lake Park, the ramp there,
yeah,
and just pretty much put in two boats at a time. So the weigh-in took a really long time.
Right.
But other than a 4 or 5 hour weigh-in, the tournament was ran really good.
Right.
Had plenty of people speaking, and had a pretty good crowd show up for the weigh-in.
Yeah, and that's because it was cold.
You got a little nippy at the start.
You know, the wind was the wind. I think it was pretty high or raising.
The wind was high all
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
And we had some 20, 25 mile hour
wow.
wind.
Wow. Did that affect what you fished and where you could fish or not fish?
No, it was the cold front on Friday night that affected me the most anyway.
Uh huh. Right.
A lot of times the cold front comes through on the Clearwater Lake, it'll shut down the largemouth, but the spots usually bite pretty good. But for some reason or another, that weekend, it was right the opposite. The largemouth bit good and the spots did.
Wow. Well, hey, if somebody's going to, if they're going to get out there this weekend, and I think it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. Of course, sunshine, I don't know if that's necessarily what you want, fishing, if you might want cloud cover, but you can't pick and choose that. But if somebody's going to go this weekend to Smith, what would you recommend they concentrate on?
Put on a great big Zara spook and go to fishing.
A big old Zara spook and go to fishing. Wow.
Yeah, just throw them top water. Flukes. Go down the bank with a fluke. They're hitting the fluke really good.
All day long?
Yes, all day long.
Wow.
Spots are coming up and still hitting top. Buddy of mine had over 20 pounds on Monday. So
goodness.
On a guide trip over there, so it's the bass are biting real good on cement.
Is this points or is it back in sloughs or is it just pick a bank and go?
Pick a bank and go. Really and truly, the little fish are schooling real hard.
Uh huh.
Oh, and just find if you find the little fish schooling on top, you can make a big one come up through.
Right.
And Smith shouldn't be too crowded this weekend because about 400 boats will be over on Gunnersville fishing the Oakley Big Bass Tournament.
So, oh, okay. Tell us about that.
It's a 2-day deal.
Okay.
They weigh in each hour. They pay each hour, so it's just one fish, big fish, and I think it's $1,000 an hour. But the overall big fish of the 2 days wins a new Toyota Tundra.
Wow. Are you in it?
Oh yeah, I got in it.
Now, do you partner fish that, or is it just one?
It's individual, but
yeah.
I mean, you can. I think they're real estate. You can actually have three people in a boat, but it's each individual.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, and how many are you anticipating over there?
300 to 400, I find. Yeah. I think last year they had 400 boats.
Wow. Where are you leaving from?
There's not one spot.
Oh, there's not one spot.
The central weigh-in is there at the city docks at the 231 bridge.
Yeah, yeah. Used to be an old harbor restaurant or
right.
something there.
It's where the Classic left out from. There's no boat launch there, but there's plenty of space to tie boats up.
Right, okay.
That's where the weigh-in will do. Like I said, they weigh in every hour. So,
you're just running back and forth, huh?
Yeah, you're running back and forth. Sure are.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's kind of like a playing a scrambling golf, isn't it?
It is, and it's got some strategy to it. They send you they send you text messages on how the, you know, what fish have been weighed in. And so, you know, if a 7-pounder is leading that hour and you got a 5.5, well, you just might also get wait till the next hour.
Right, right. You
know? So, a lot of people wait till the very last minute to go weigh in, and they weigh in another one as soon as the clock kicks over to the next hour. So,
well, I'm
it's a little strategy involved.
Yeah.
And but, you know, you're looking at, you know, $40,000 payday.
Wow. Has it been, has that tournament been going on? I mean, is it,
it has, a long while? There's a couple of year. Oakley runs one. I think McDonald's Big Bass Splash runs one also.
I see. Well, since I know you're not going to say a lot about what you're going to be fishing over there, take us over. What do you know, you know, about Wilson or Wheeler or any of those?
Well, as much rain as we've had, Wilson and Pitwick both should be on fire. I haven't been. I haven't talked to anybody, but they've got to be pulling water. I know Gunnersville was really low Sunday when I went.
Right.
So they've been pulling a lot of water, especially like I said, with all this rain, it should have good current.
Right. Well, I was going to ask you about, you know, the water, and I've noticed, you know, like just the area, you know, the little lakes here, Catoma's just, you know, full. I mean, just
Catoma went full, sure did.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what is that going to do? Will that have an effect on the fish moving, or will they kind of just stay where they are?
This time of year,
no?
I mean, they're still going to be schooling, feeding up for the winter.
Okay. So, hey, if you're wanting to fish, right now is the time to get after them.
It is, especially on Smith Lake. Smith Lake's just fun right now.
Right. And how many years has it been since it's been this good?
Well, I can tell you that at least the last two Octobers, fish have not bit like they should, well, like they're biting now.
Uh-huh.
So, I guess it was 3 years ago when the bite was this good.
Wow. So, at a great time if you normally don't go to Smith because you can't catch anything.
The people that call Smith the Dead Sea,
yeah,
need to go right now.
Right now.
It'll change your mind.
And does it make any difference if it's cloudy or bright, high sky?
Really not. You want a little wind always, you know, water. You don't want it to be just dead calm.
Right.
But, take a Zoom Super Fluke or a big spook, air spook, and just go fishing. You're going to get plenty of bite.
Wow. Well, hey, that makes me want to go get my boat out of storage down there and go sometime this weekend. But it won't be Saturday, I can guarantee you that, Rex.
There you go, ball game time. Huh?
You got it, man. Hey, Rex, thanks for giving us, thanks for calling each week. We appreciate it.
All right, brother.
All right, bud. Hey, have a safe time out on the lake and bring the big truck home this time.
We're going to try.
I hear you. Okay.
Hey, Rex. And
yes.
From Jason, War Eagle.
Hey, War Eagle, brother.
What about that? Oh, man. All right. Hey, thanks, Rex.
All right.
I appreciate it, bud.
All right. Man. He almost had me convinced to go out and buy a boat. I've been wanting to buy one anyway.
Yeah.
I've been a couple of years without one, or actually more than that, and I'm ready to fish now. So.
That'll turn your head when he's talking about, you know, Smith Lake being that good.
If you can catch fish on Smith Lake.
Wow.
If I went down there and caught three or four fish, I'd think I was a bass pro. <so. laughs>
you'd be in big tournaments, wouldn't you?
Hey, wow. Ronnie, while you were talking to Rex, I was able to talk to Kevin Burgreen, who is the voice of the Decatur
Red Raiders
football.
Yeah.
He's going to be calling, giving us a little information.
He might be calling right there.
Yeah, he may be. Or he may be taking a stab at Moolah.
Hey,
so.
He can play.
He'll be giving us a little information on Decatur and what Coleman might see tomorrow night.
I got you.
I'm sure he's not going to tell us anything the coaches don't already
know. Already know.
But,
exactly. Yeah. But, well, hey, we'll see if, you know.
Get a little information on how they are looking this year.
Yeah.
And we have him on the line now. Tommy, go ahead and put him over. Kevin Burgreen, my old buddy. Kevin, welcome to the show, Kevin.
Man, good to be with you, Jason. Ronnie, good to hear you guys.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, Kevin.
Enjoying it, man. I've been meaning to get online and listen, and it just all worked out where I could do it today. Been sitting here getting ready and getting my paperwork prepped for tomorrow night's game, and got you guys coming through loud and clear over the radio.
Well, hey, Jason needs to hook you up, and you just come up and join us one day.
Well, I can handle it. I don't know if anybody really cares what I got to say, but we'll do it.
They don't care what we have to say either.
We need to get him after a Alabama loss.
After an Alabama loss. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in that case, he won't be able to come on this year.
That's it.
Hey, Kevin, tell Ronnie, before we get into Decatur Coleman, tell him how many games you said before the season Alabama would lose, and he's going to fall out in the floor. So.
No, I had a buddy of mine over in Huntsville who we talked religiously Alabama football, and he told me I was an idiot and I'd lost my mind, but I'd predicted them to lose five. I had Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Texas A&M, Auburn, and then my wild card was LSU. I think we're better than LSU, but just being down there at night, something about it going into this year, I always like to call it like I call it, I guess, or like I see it. So that's just kind of how I felt.
You know, the sad thing about it, it's possible. That's the sad part about it. That's possible.
You know, but the funny thing about that, and I was telling a buddy of mine today, you know, there's really no excuses. And, you know, Jason knows me well, Ronnie, you know me. You cut my right arm and it bleeds red and black for Decatur. And the other arm bleeds crimson and white. But,
there you go.
You know, at this point in time, there's no excuses. I mean, you got five-star players three deep, and it's pitiful. I mean, it's pitiful to watch. And I'm not, you know, I'm just, like I said, I mean, and you can tell. I mean, you can see it on Saban's face. And, you know, I think he's aged 10 years in this one season so far this year. But, you know, then again, it's kind of like I was talking to Coach Jerry Adcock today of the Red Raiders, and, you know, we're talking, you know, we're grown men that have to get up and go make our living and pay, you know, so our families can eat.
Yes.
And they're out there, we're getting upset over things that kids do. and you kind of have to put it into perspective.
That's
like
right.
That, you know, when you look at the grand scheme of things, that we are talking about kids and young men, well, obviously on the college level,
exactly.
So it's it is what it is. But one thing I was told when I was a kid, and that I tell my son William, you know, hey, everything, it all comes in a cycle. One year you're up, one year you're down, you know.
That's
just
it.
Give it time and it'll all get better.
That's exactly right. But I know last week, boy, was just embarrassing. That's the only way I know to put it.
Yeah, just glad we got some guys with some long wingspans that can block
the
extra point.
That's right. They need to put it back there as if they failed a punt.
Well, I heard Jason's Velcro comment earlier.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That'd be a great thing. So
yes.
Like we need to invest in it.
And that's true.
Hey, Kevin, let's get off the college a minute and get on to high school. Coleman, looking forward to Decatur tomorrow night. Tell us a little bit about Decatur.
Well, I tell you, Jason, personally, this is a game that, man, I'm really, at the start of the season when I looked at the schedule, I was just very excited. Number one, I can't wait to get back down there and see the new facilities at Coleman. I drove by them several years ago right when they completed it, and my jaw just dropped. Man, they're great-looking facilities from the road, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. But, you know, one of the beauties about this thing and this new realignment in Alabama high school athletics is it's bringing back a lot of teams, the Decaturs and Colemans and several other, you know, teams that you really don't get to play too often. In fact, until 2007, Decatur had always been in 6A, and in 2007 dropped down in 5A, and Decatur and Coleman met in 2007 in a third round of the state playoffs, and Coleman won 42-32, but until then, you know, they hadn't played until 1987. That's back when I was playing. We played them in 86 and 87 when I was there, and we were fortunate we won both of those games. But I'm excited just to get back to playing one another.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's a good game.
It's going to be a great game. You know, I'm sitting here looking at these schedules and the similarities and the teams that we've played, and I think it's going to be a very evenly matched game. Decatur is coming off, I don't know if it was just something in the air last weekend with Alabama Auburn, and I guess Decatur was breathing that same air or whatever, but just not a good game last week against Muscle Shoals, and all of that, playing them at home, and always one of the kind of the strong suits for Decatur's at home. You know, we're going to win about 9 times out of 10, and I guess last week was just that one time. The final score was 10-7. Muscle Shoals kicked a field goal going into the half. The Decatur defense had held them, and anyhow, hands to the face, with no time on the clock, they got to line up and go for a kick, extra field goal. With no time on the clock going into halftime, the kicker made it 28 yards, and that was the last points that were scored.
Wow.
So, you know, it was just an ugly game on both parts of the field last Friday night. So I know talking to Coach Adcock, he said that Decatur had a great week of practice, and he was really pleased with the effort from the guys this week. And I'm hoping that, you know, things will get turned around from our standpoint, from a Red Raider fan. But You know, at the same time you sit here and you look at it, that loss, Decatur was in first place in 6A Region 8, and now you've got them, they're dropping down into second place in region play. But on the flip side of the coin, on the other side of the field, you got Coleman sitting there at 2-2, and somewhat in a must-win situation for them. Don't get me wrong, Decatur does not need to lose, obviously, but Coleman really needs to win, if that makes sense.
Coleman don't have any breathing room right now.
That's it. That's it. So, I look at it to be a good game. Man, I tell you what, looking at these rosters and looking at this the Coleman team, that front five on Coleman's offense, averaging 270 pounds. I mean, you got several guys at 280. You got a center at 315 pounds. They got some big old boys. I don't know what y'all are feeding them down there, but, you know, I'm looking on Decatur's roster, and I see 5'7", 145, and I'm looking down here on Coleman's and seeing 6'4", 290, and 6 foot, 315. I'm thinking, now, hang on. How can we go 20 miles away and they grow them this big? I don't know if it's the nuclear plant up here that's stunting us or what.
What did you do? Pick the smallest player on Decatur to look.
Yeah, he didn't say that he runs a 4.240, though.
Well, guys, I'm looking at both. I'm looking at the starting lineups right here. I'm telling you, I've got them spread out here on my desk, and I'm looking at these guys right here. And like I said, I'm sitting here looking at a running back, you know, or Decatur starting running back 5'6". Excuse me, I gave him an inch. 5'6", 145. And look, we've all played enough sports. That's what we got him listed as.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know good and well he ain't 5'6", 145.
So, he may be a midget.
Anyhow, I think, you know, Decatur, the one thing, that, and I've not got to see any film this week so far on Coleman, but I do, you know, Decatur is always one of the things that they've always been good at, and we've always been fortunate is defensively. We always had a good defense, and on the year, you know, going into the eighth game, the defense is just giving up 10 points, you know, an average of just giving up 10 points on the season. Now, the negative to that is the offense is only averaging 11 points a game. So, in other words, you know, we're in some nail biters. You know,
it'll be close.
It's week in and week out. It's a big, you know, it's always a nail biter going. We have yet to be able to sit back in the booth and you know, eat chicken fingers and drink Coke and have a good old time. You know, instead we're on the edge of the seats. So,
Tell us if we were to come to the ball game tomorrow night. Anybody on Decatur that we would want to watch that, you know, you say, keep an eye on this kid?
Well, you know, actually, Jason, we do have a couple of guys, you know, and the beauty, I've got several of my dear friends are on the coaching staff at Decatur, and, you know, kind of one of the things, and kind of tying it into what I was talking about the size difference there a while ago, one of the things that we're very fortunate with Coach Adcock, been here 19 years, he and his staff, they are, you know, it amazes me is they're a very good coaching staff. And I know Coach Britton at Coleman's been there for 13 years. And, you know, here he is. He's got, I think his overall record's 117-48 and Coach Adcock's 141-72. So you got two coaches that have been around the block and they know how to win games and they've been successful. But one of the things that's always amazed me is the ability to take guys like myself and other guys that aren't blessed with size. Jason, you guys know me. I mean, my good grief, I'm 30 pounds heavier than I was when I played in high school, you know, and I'm just, you know, 5'9", I was 5'9", 170, played left guard. But the ability, and that's the truth, and the ability to get all they can get out of these players. But, you know, one of the guys that really stands out to me for the Red Raiders this year is a linebacker slash tight end, a young man named Quentin Duper. He's going into his senior season. He's 6 foot, 185 pounds. His brother, golly, I just went blank on what Quentin's brother was. Quentin and Trenton. He left Decatur a few years ago, had scholarships to every Ivy League school to play football. Instead, he went and played football up at Northwestern. Just an unbelievable young man. Trey and Tay Hayes, this is the two guys on this team. They're twin brothers, and it's unheard of. Trey Hayes is the middle linebacker for Decatur. This is his fifth season starting.
Wow.
At
good
linebacker. Great. He's been starting since the eighth grade and 13 years old.
The only time you hear that is in, you know, your schools that are 2A, 1A, 2A, 3A, right. That kind of stuff, you know.
That's it, Ronnie. And, you know, and he didn't get redshirted or nothing. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it is what he'd be. 6 foot, 205 pounds. And I'm telling you, when you get hit, he puts his toenails in. I mean, all 205 pounds. And his brother is Tay Hayes, who's a cornerback. He's 5'11", 175. And both those young men already have offers from numerous schools throughout the country for next year going into college. And I hope, you know, that obviously they can go on to do that. And good kids. But it's a great team. And the thing about it, guys, there's not really – I mean, I can sit here and looking at this roster and pull out a couple of guys. There really is no standout player. You know, it's like Coach Adcock made the comment when we were doing his pregame show today that, you know, it on defense, you can have a few guys really not do their job. But one guy steps up, fills the hole, and makes the tackle, well, the defense looks good. You know, offensively, you got to have all 11 guys working together to be successful, right. And that's really the truth. And that's just kind of the success as we've had success and then we've not had success. When we've had success, all cylinders have clicked this year. When we've not, man, we can't even get the engine to fire off. I mean, that's just how it's been.
Hey, it sounds like it's going to be a barn burner, and the way you've talked, it's going to be down to the wire again, sir.
Well, Jason, I really do, and I, like I said, man, I'm excited. Now, you know, I'm not out there.
I've never known you to get excited about anything.
I'm excited. I mean, you would, and there again, and it goes back to the tradition. You know, I can remember my father talking, and he grew up and played his ball at East Limestone, and I can remember even when he lived in East Limestone, and I couldn't tell you, guys might know it, but when he was a kid, apparently one year the Decatur, and I'd have to research it here, Decatur and Coleman played down in Coleman, and I mean, you know, there were several guys that went on to Alabama off of both of those schools and Auburn and whatnot, and apparently it was like the game of the year, game of the century. I mean, it was just a packed house, and those are the things I like to see, especially with this high school sports, man. And y'all, you guys know, that's what makes it special, man. Just, you're, like right. I said, you're out here watching a bunch of 15, 16, 17-year-old kids just putting it all out there on the line. And you know, but it's good to get back in this rivalry now that this classification deal has been realigned and you can see a Coleman and Decatur. And just like with Muscle Shoals last week, we played them. I mean, we hadn't played them in several years. So it's good to get these games back in on the schedule and getting to play one another.
All right, Kevin, man, we sure appreciate all the information. I think you had heard me tell the story about the Holly Pond Hornets.
Man, I swore, I think, Ronnie, he didn't say that as we drove past Holly Pond, I think we were doing about 85. So that baseball dugout looked like it was a hornet on the back of it as we flew by. And man, I didn't know what Holly Pond was, but it sure looked like a hornet at 85 miles an hour. So.
he failed to mention that part, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, hope y'all have a great trip coming down. You know, you're safe. Everybody stay safe, and kids, you know, no one gets hurt, and all those
That's
kind of
right.
things. So, just a good football game.
Okay, Ronnie, man. Hey, guys, listen, love it, man. Love listening to you guys. This has been a great day. I've enjoyed getting to listen to you guys. Y'all doing a great job, and I appreciate you letting me call in there.
Thank you, Kevin.
Anytime.
Thank you for calling.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
see
Kevin.
You.
See you, bud.
Uh-huh, man. Bye, bye.
Bye. Kevin Bergreen, the voice of the Red Raiders.
He's kind of like Tommy, and he's got a voice for radio.
That's it. He's got it.
Now, I don't know if he's got a face for radio, but he's got a voice for it.
Hey, we'll be right back with the SEC predictions.
That's it.
And close
somebody,
it out for the
somebody
week.
Might want to take a stab at some moolah.
That's right. We'll be right back. 95.5, Coleman.
Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Coretti.
Inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
This week, the Coleman Bearcats host the Decatur Red Raiders.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95.
or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
Coleman and Decatur.
This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, AK Rentals, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Back with you on Sports Talk Live, 95.5. The number again, if you want to take a last-minute effort to find Moolah,
that's it.
256-737-9951. And, Ronnie, I still feel like somebody's going to solve it.
You think somebody's going to get it?
Somebody's going to get it.
We got, about 7 minutes?
Yep, they better hurry.
They better hurry, that's right. 737-9951. All right, you
ready? All you got to do is dial that number.
That's it. Tommy will answer.
737-9951 and take a stab at Moolah.
That's it. All right, you want to do our SEC picks?
Let's do it.
All right. SEC picks for this week. First one, of course, the most important one going on. Alabama home against Texas A&M.
Ronnie, I have battled with my soul all week this week on this one.
Yes. Well, you know,
I think Alabama's going to win it. I'm going to go with Alabama.
Oh,
but
that hurt you.
They're not going to cover the point spread.
And the point spread is
11. And I think Greg said it went to 13. Now,
yes. So. You don't think they'll cover
it? I don't think they will. I don't think they will cover it at 10. I think it's a touchdown game.
Well, so. You may be correct there. Next game, Arkansas is going to be at Georgia.
Arkansas at Georgia. Give me the Bulldogs.
All right, that's me. I take Georgia as well. Auburn plays no one. They're open.
Auburn by three,
playing themselves. Yeah. Florida at Missouri.
Oh, me. I would like to pick the Gators, but
yes. They
are bad, so I'm going to go with Missouri.
All right. And I also pick Missouri. Kentucky Wildcats at LSU, and you've already determined.
This is my upset special, the Kentucky Wildcats.
You got Kentucky in an upset over LSU, and I'm taking LSU, the Bengal Tigers. Mississippi State is open this week. They don't play. Ole Miss and Tennessee at Ole Miss.
Ole Miss wins this one going away.
You think so? You don't think so?
They
close?
May even cover the point spread. So. 16, 17. I think it's going to be in that range.
Yeah, I agree. That's very possible. And then the last one, the very important game this week, South Carolina Gamecocks play Furman.
Give me Furman. I'm kidding. Give me
Furman
and
give me
old
points.
Ball coach.
Give me Furman.
I would have
and
to
me.
Have about 50. So.
I might give you 50.
No, I'll take 50.
Okay.
Give me the ball coach.
There are the SEC picks for this week. Again, the schedule, if I can get my computer to come up, we'll give you the schedule of the games. When they're going to be played. The games. I
like
guess
that
you
computer
heard that.
Music.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? All right. Saturday's games. We know Texas A&M play Alabama 2:30. That's Central Time on CBS. Trying to find a couple more here that you might be. Again, Auburn is not playing. Clemson plays at 2:30, the Clemson and Boston College, for those who may be interested in that game. Georgia and Arkansas, that will be on the SEC network at 3 o'clock. That could be a pretty good game. Tennessee at Ole Miss on ESPN, at 6 o'clock Central Time, Tennessee at Ole Miss.
Do you have a time on the Florida State-Notre Dame game?
I may have scanned over it.
I think it's going to be a night game, I believe. It's ABC night game, but not sure. So.
Okay, I'm trying to find it right now.
Hey, while you're looking for it, let me remind everyone, Friday Night Live from Coleman tomorrow night, Coleman and Decatur, and join Jason and Tommy as they do the game. If you want to visit the website, you can do so, ColemanSportsTalk.com or the station website, Live95Coleman.com. Visit us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
That's it. Many different ways to stay in contact with us. And the Jason was asking about Florida State and Notre Dame. That is 7 o'clock Central Time on ABC.
Who are you taking in that one, Notre Dame, Florida State? If Jameis is not locked up anywhere or out committing some kind of
penalty. They haven't played well this whole year. It's hard to go against Florida State. I tell you what I'll do. I'll take Notre Dame. That's going to be my upset pick.
There's your upset pick.
Notre Dame over Florida State.
And I'm going to have to, bad as I hate to, and I hate to worse than picking Alabama.
You're not going
to
agree.
I'm going to pick Florida State.
Yeah. So. Well, that's my pick is Notre Dame beating Florida State. Joe Pace will be proud of me.
Points.
I did earn my points with Joe Pace. That's exactly right. So those are, those are again the games that, at least around here that people may be interested in. The SEC games that are on this weekend. Again, starting at 2:30 on CBS with Texas A&M at Alabama.
And in case somebody missed it, Tuesday, remind everybody, October the 28th at 4 p.m., we will have Jay Jacobs, Auburn Athletic Director Jay Jacobs, on the show with us to talk about Auburn football, basketball, or whatever else.
And that's going to be early, right? I mean, did you say
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Yeah,
I may have missed you
saying
the time.
When we come on the air, we will have Jay Jacobs with us, hopefully.
So, folks, if you tune in a little bit later waiting to hear JJ, what the athletic director at Auburn has to say, you will have missed him. So you need to be tuned in by 4 o'clock.
And if you would like a question, you would like to ask Jay Jacobs, you can email that question to us.
Absolutely. We'd love to ask a question for you.
Give it to us or call him that day. We might even take a phone call if he's willing to. So just let us know.
Yeah, sounds
good. All right, Ronnie, it's time to call it a week and to turn on some football.
You got that right.
Hey, until Tuesday, let me leave you with a big War Eagle.
And I'll leave you with a bigger Roll Tide.
Thanks for joining us, folks. You are listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman, Alabama.
Have a great weekend. And thanks to Tommy for taking care of us.
Listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who's fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry, she's putting up her hair, she's touring the facility and picking up slack.
with a short skirt and a long jacket. I want a girl who gets up early. I want a girl who stays up late. I want a girl with uninterrupted prosperity, who uses a machete to cut through red tape, with fingernails that shine like justice, and a voice that is dark like tinted glass. She is fast, thorough, and sharp as a tack. She is touring the facility.